AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Charges against the man accused of shooting two National Guard members near the White House have been upgraded to first-degree murder following the death of 20-year-old specialist Sarah Beckstrom. Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains in critical condition. Meanwhile, Donna Warder has more reaction from President Trump.
In a blistering late-night post on social media, President Trump said he'd permanently pause migration from poorer nations, terminate millions of admissions to the U.S. during the Biden administration, and denaturalize people who, quote, undermine domestic tranquility. Trump claims on his Truth Social that most foreign-born U.S. residents, quote, are on welfare from failed nations or from prisons, mental institutions, gangs, or drug cartels. I'm Donna Warder.
In Hong Kong, firefighters searching apartment by apartment found dozens more bodies in the high-rise complex that caught fire this week. The death toll now 128, with many still unaccounted for. Eight more people connected to the tower's renovation have been arrested. On Wall Street, an abbreviated trading day saw more gains as stocks closed a winning week. On the day, the S&P rose 0.5%, the Dow added 289 points or 0.6%, while the Nasdaq was up 0.7%. And while it's not officially winter yet, Jennifer King reports many are feeling like it is.
Residents are clearing off snow and the plows are busy in Lowville, a village in northern New York. WWNY reports a travel advisory due to the poor road conditions and blowing snow. Winter weather awaits many in the northern U.S. The National Weather Service has extended storm warnings and advisories from New York to Montana. Forecasters warn squalls could produce whiteout conditions. Iowa and Illinois are expected to get the brunt of it, from 6 inches to a foot of snow by Saturday night. A storm that hit the northern plains and Great Lakes has already blanketed those regions. Up to a foot of snow is expected by the end of the storm, particularly downwind of the Great Lakes. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. A slate of college football today and one NFL game, the Bears and Eagles, underway in Philadelphia. And Githin Coolball recaps three stirring Thanksgiving games.
Dak Prescott threw for 320 yards and two touchdowns to outshine four TDs from Patrick Mahomes in the Cowboys' 31-28 Thanksgiving victory over the Chiefs.
Hopefully we can play again, and hopefully we can play again in a bigger stage in a more meaningful game.
Joe Burrow had two TDs in his return from a nine-game absence with turf toe in Cincinnati's 32-14 win at Baltimore.
I expect myself to play better, but it was great to be back out there.
Jordan Love matched his career high with four TDs in Green Bay's 31-24 win over Detroit.
Be able to go out there on fourth down to execute and make some big-time plays is really the difference in that game right there. So, you know, that's what it comes down to, is just going out there, executing, and those got-to-have-it plays, and we made plays tonight, everybody.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.